book of Acts. Please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. This is chapter 2, verse number 37. Now when they had heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as our Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Let's pray. Father, again today I want to thank you for this wonderful, wonderful portion of Scripture. Lord, you give us an account there of the day of Pentecost and all the wonderful things that happened there that day. And I sure need you tonight as I preach this message you've appointed me to preach. And I just need your power and your wisdom. I ask you please for it. And I pray, Father, that we'll all open our hearts to the truths that we find here. And Lord, that you'll take this time and glorify yourself with it. I thank you for what you've done today, what you've did this morning. We thank you so much for it. And Father, once again, new service, and we certainly need you. And we ask you, Father, to empower us and help us to honor you today. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to preach a message, basically going to use verse 41 and 42 from second chapter of the book of Acts, but I'm entitled the message, The Important Ingredient. The Important Ingredient. I think probably everybody here, there's been times when you've taken a bite of something that you felt like there's been something that's been left out. And, you kind of want to correct that. I'm not a real lot of coffee drinker, but I'm not like some people. I've got to have some kind of sweetener in my coffee. I know other people don't. It doesn't bother them. But if you give me a cup of coffee with no sweetener in it, I always try to use that Splendor or whatever that stuff is, you know. I don't know why I use it, but I do. And But anyway, if it's not in there, I won't drink it. I'm just that way. Other people take a coffee and boy, they just down it, you know, with no sugar, no cream or anything. I want everything in it I can get. Amen. And I know when it's missing. I tease with my wife a lot, you know, about her salt addiction. But she really is doing much better. She really is. I mean, she's doing much better. Yeah. But she knows when there's not salt in something, she knows it. She knows when they've only put 3 teaspoons of salt in there and she needs more. But you know what I'm talking about. When there's a missing ingredient in something, it's just missing. And boy, it doesn't taste the same. I'm not a cook, but I know this. When something's really important left out, it just don't taste right. Amen. And sometimes you can substitute some things for ingredients, and you get by with that, and it's not too bad. But sometimes there's just no substitute for certain things, you know. And I'm saying this being dumb in cooking. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know a lot about tasting. And I don't know a whole lot about cooking, but I know about that. And there's certain things you just don't want to substitute for in the cooking. And I think that's true in a lot of areas. If you're building a building, the first thing you got to have, a foundation, a good strong foundation. You can't substitute for that. You just can't do it. You can't build it on sand. It won't stand. Certain things you just have to have. You have to have a good structure. You're going to have to put things together in a proper way where they'll stand. I think that's probably true, Brother Tommy, in mechanics. There's certain things you just can't substitute. And when it comes to parts, I know your mother used to tell me all the time about cheap parts and all that. But she was even kidding about physical. She said, well, if something went wrong with me, I just got cheap parts. I still remember her doing that for years, you know. And sometimes mechanically, you know, you can just get the wrong kind of parts. They're not good, and you just can't substitute for good things. Amen. Well, there's something in the church, and that's what I want to preach about. It's an important ingredient that you can't substitute. And it may surprise you what I'm going to say, but I want to talk to you a few moments. I know we've got to have facilities. It's important you have good facilities when you bring people here to get, you know, but that's not the most important thing. It's good we have them, and I'm thank God we have them, and we're hunting and scurrying around now trying to find Sunday school rooms, and what are we going to do, and all this, and, you know, but anyway, you look around and see what you can do, and that's important. I want good qualified teachers. You can't get by without good qualified teachers. People who teach the Word of God and teach it right down the line. I want good qualified teachers. You got to have financial help in building a church. You got to have those things. That's part of it. You can't do anything else. You got to have that coming in, tithes and offerings. You got to have all those things, and they're very, very important. I think the pastor of the church is very, very important. God has put him there as leadership, and you have to have a pastor that wants to lead the church in a way that the Bible speaks of and in a direction of the Word of God. I think that's important, and that's very, very important. And I think a mission program in the church is very, very important. I love supporting missionaries. I love that. I just thank God every month when we send out. I'm so thankful we can send out a certain amount of money to our missionaries because we're mission minded. 29 missionaries we're sending out. We just raised that. I don't know whether everybody knows it or not. On Monday night, on Wednesday night business meeting, we raised that from $75 a month. We raised it to $90 a month. We're going to send it to our missionaries. $90 a month every month. I think it's wonderful. I'm grateful for that and glad we can do it. That's an important part of the church. But there's something that I believe is very, very important. And I believe the scripture here in these two verses of scriptures let us know basically what that was. The ingredient that I think is important in the church is dedicated church members. Now, I'm going to explain this to you in a minute. If you don't have dedicated church members, you don't have much. And I'm just saying to you, a dedicated church member is somebody who understands what being a dedicated church member means. They understand it. They know they must be that. They know the church needs that. And I'm gonna preach to you a little while tonight on the important ingredient, dedicated church members. We've just got to have that. Let me tell you something. If dedicated church members are missing from a church, you're just spinning your wheels. You're not going to get anything accomplished. You've got to have good dedicated. And I'm talking about you. I'm stressing the word dedicated church members that know what being a dedicated church member means, and just sticks with it. Just does it. We've got them all over this auditorium. We've got people who've just been here. They just serve God. They just love God. They just walk with God. They just do their job. They do what needs to be done. And that's what dedication is all about. You just keep doing it no matter what. You just keep doing it. Now, without that, if you don't have that, you don't have much of a church. And that's why one of the reasons Blessed Hope Baptist Church is, when I talk about succeeding, I'm talking about doing, I believe, getting the work of God done. That's success when you get the work of God done. That's success. I believe it's because we have dedicated church members. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody, but I hear a while back, I know I seen Sister Tina downstairs and we was talking. She was going through some health problems. She said, "Pastor, please pray for me that God will help me on these health problems." And I said, I certainly will. She said, and here's a statement she made. She said, "I just want to be well so I can serve God." And I don't think that Sister Tina is the only one who feels that way. I think there's many in this congregation that feel that way. I just want to be well. I just want to be all right so I can just serve God. I just want to serve God for the rest of my life. That's what it's all about. And that's what I taught. And I'm not just picking on her out as a dedicated church member, but that's the attitude. That's what we've got to have. And as I say, I think there's many out here just feel the same way. I just want to serve God. I just want to do God's will. Whatever that is in my life, I want to do it. And the book of Acts is very clear on that. You learn much about the church from the book of Acts. It's a wonderful book. And we ought to preach from it. We ought to read it. We ought to know what the Bible says about the early church, because it's an important ingredient. It didn't take very long here in the second chapter of Acts for the Word of God to let us know what that important ingredient was. And the important ingredient here is dedicated church members. And so I'm going to speak to you a few moments on that subject. I believe the church, without them, as I've said, you're spinning your wheels if a church does not have it. There's many churches around the community and around the United States of America today that are not much. And the reason they're not much is because they have not dedicated church members that'll just get in and do what's right to do. Just stick there and do what's right to do no matter what happens. And that's where you have a successful church. Now, I know most of the times you look across the country and they'll talk about the church. They talk about the pastor of the church. I think that's all right, and I'm glad, but we got to keep everything in perspective. You know, Pastor so-and-so preaches there. And it does take leadership. You've got to have leadership for anything to do anything. You have to have leadership. But if you don't have the dedicated church members, you're not going to have much. You got to have people who are dedicated to God, sold out to the Lord, and just do it day in and day out. You see, and I want to encourage you that are doing that, I want to encourage you to just continue to do that. Just keep serving God, keep doing right. Those maybe that are on the fringes and maybe not doing that, step up to the plate and start just doing right, just serving God, doing what's right to do, and be them kind of dedicated church members that the Blessed Hope Baptist Church needs, and every church need, because I believe it's the most important ingredient in a successful church. Is the dedicated church members. Amen. We cannot do without you. A church cannot function. I also know this. A dedicated church member is not doing it just for the pastor, not doing it for the other members. They're doing it for the Lord. They're doing it because God wants them to do it. And they know that they're doing right because God has directed them. And it's right and proper what they're doing. Amen. They know that. They know that in their heart. That's why they do it. They serve the pastor. They help the pastor. They do all these things. But basically, they're doing it because it's right in the eyes of God to do it. That's dedication. Amen. And so that's what the church needs. Now, I'm going to give you just three basic principles, three things that happened here in verse number 41, verse number 42, about what a dedicated church member did. First of all, in verse 41, it says, "And they that gladly received his word were baptized." I want to tell you what a dedicated church member will do. They will gladly receive the word of God. See, they will gladly receive it. I know there's churches all across America. I'm sure I hear about these things. Brother Neil, you remember Brother Neil that came, Brother the old preacher, said he told us he was 70 years old. I couldn't hardly believe he was 70 years old. He didn't look 70, but he's going to be with us in October. He's a good man, and he told me, he said, "Oh, Brother Ross, you can't believe the things we get into across this nation. You just cannot believe what's going on out there in churches." But let me say to you, there's a lot of times that churches want to give the impression that they love the Word of God, but I want to tell you, it's a front. It's as false as a $3 bill, because there's some things that happen, and I'll share some of that with you. There's some things that happen when you love the Word of God. When you receive the word of God, there's some certain things that happen, you see. I suppose I'm like any Bible preacher. I down through the years, I've had the privilege of preaching this wonderful book for many, many, many years, almost 35 years now, I've been preaching this wonderful book. It's a wonderful book. It doesn't change. And I've had the privilege of preaching this wonderful book. I've had the privilege of seeing people rejoice over the teaching and preaching from the Word of God. I've had church members that just rejoiced over it and thanked God for it. I've had people walk out that door and just thank me and say, "Thank you for preaching the Word of God to us." I get notes from time to time saying, "Just thank you for standing true, standing fast. Thank you for preaching the Word of God to us." You see, they're thankful. They're thankful members. They're grateful for the fact that they want to receive the Word of God. And that does not say there's not times when it gets all over them, but they're glad for that. They're happy for that because they want the Word of God to be preached. At the same time, I also know that I've seen people, that same services where people has walked from this place and thanked me for the message and thanked me for what God did in their hearts through the message, I've seen other ones swell up like a toad. and be so mad at me when they went out that they wouldn't even hardly speak to me, or they would go out another door, or they would some way find a way by when I was talking to somebody else, and they'd slip by and it's all swollen up like a big old toad, and you'd think they was fleeing like they was fleeing from a fire. They'd get to their car as soon as they could, and they'd run and get to the car and be mad and angry. I've seen both sides of this thing. And you know what? That's going to be. You're going to see that. You're going to see both sides of that. You're going to see those who receive the Word of God where it does something in their heart, and they're glad for it, grateful for it. And you're also going to see those who are mad because the Word of God has cut them, and they do not like it. Amen. So they don't have any, they don't want to get mad at God, so they're going to get mad at the preacher. And I'm saying that's what we do. You see, we don't want to say, I'm mad at you, God. No, I'd rather be mad at the preacher. I'd rather get mad at him for preaching what he preached that day. So I'm just simply saying, I think it's one of the greatest joys, it really is, to open the Word of God and preach the Word of God and see people rejoice, just leaving rejoicing and glad for what God done for them. There was something in that message that God just helped them with, and they rejoiced over it. And I'm thankful for that. And I'd much rather see that than people leaving and going because they did not want to receive the Word of God. You see, one of the things these people did, a dedicated church member receives the Word of God. They just receive it. And they're glad for it. And the result of receiving the Word of God is obedience to it. Now notice what he says. And it says, and they received the Word and were baptized. See, immediately they were obedient to what the Word of God said to do. Someone who receives the Word also is obedient to the Word. They don't just say, I'm going to receive it and then throw it over my shoulder. No, they receive it and they do their best to follow through and practice that which has been preached. Amen. That's like tonight. I'm preaching on dedicated church members tonight. I don't know because I don't know your heart. There may be folk here tonight that says, you know what, I want to be that kind of member. That maybe that's what I'm trying to be. I want to be that. There'll be others that say, I don't want nothing to do with that. No, they don't say that in words, but they've already made up their mind. They are not going to receive. They're not going to obey what the Word of God says to do tonight. They've already made their mind up before they came into the services. And probably the Holy Spirit's not going to be able to change them. You understand what I'm saying? You see, I'm just simply saying to you, see, I've had the joy of preaching and seeing new converts and seeing young converts grow in the Lord. And that's an exciting thing. It's just as exciting to see a new baby born and see him grow. And I mean it is. Isn't that exciting to see a new baby? And we all just make a fool of ourselves around these new babies. Yeah, we do. We do. Hey, well, I got to tell you a story. You know, I'm always talking about cats. You know, I'm down. You know, Mrs. Ross brought home two cats, two kittens. And they are barn cats. I put them down in the barn. Well, you won't believe this preacher. He goes out there every morning, feeds these calves. And here I've got those two cats down there. And here I am down on my knees saying, kitty, 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 kitty. I can't believe me. I mean, I've lost it. And they come over and jump all over me. And here I am petting them, asking them how they're doing. About as dumb as you can get. And here I am playing with those kittens, you know, and playing with them and feeding them and giving them water and everything, you know. Did you make it all right last night? Yeah, I'm glad you did. What it is, I've went senile. Amen. But we make fools of ourselves, you know, on babies, you know, we make fools of ourselves and even cats sometimes, and puppies and all those kind of things. But I'm just simply telling you, you know, a new convert is one of the sweetest things you've ever seen. It is the most joy to see a new convert who just got saved and is excited about being saved, wants to know, wants to grow. It reminds me back when Donna and I got saved back in April 1996, and we couldn't wait to get to Bible study, and we was sitting around the table, and we'd study our Bible before we went, and we was excited about it. We was dumb. We didn't know anything, but we was just excited about learning and growing, you know. Well, that's exciting. And it really is. And the problem is, a lot of times those converts later on, they lose that excitement. Now, you don't have to, but a lot of times they lose that excitement. And let me just say this to you. A lot of times they lose the excitement because they see older Christians not excited. They think that's the way they're supposed to act. If I'm going to be a growing up Christian, I'm not supposed to get excited about these things. You know, because that's the way all the other Christians, they're not getting excited about anything that's going on around here, so I'm not supposed to get excited too. Well, listen, just be a fool like I am with a cash. Don't worry about it. Just get excited about all these things and keep getting excited and keep excited no matter what anybody else does around you. It doesn't make any difference whether they're excited or not. You get excited. Amen. And just be that dedicated Christian that every church needs, and determine that that's the kind you're going to be. That you're going to be that kind of Christian. You see. So anyway, there's a lot of things that dedicated Christians can do to help each other. You know, we can help build the church and love the people and just encourage those that are new converts and have an excitement about you, about the work of God. Amen. Because it is exciting. Amen. So anyway, it's exciting to preach. To young converts, to people who are excited about the things of God, it's really fun to preach. A lot of times, people will come here. Preachers come here, and he'll say, after he gets done preaching, he's preached about an hour, you know, and he said, "Boy, your people were so easy to preach to. I just preached and preached." I said, "Yeah, I know." I said, "Go find your own pulpit somewhere and preach them." You know. They like to come here, you know, say, "Oh, your people is easy to preach to." I said, "Yeah, I know. They just happen to be that way." Now, they don't just happen to be that way. They've learned how to love God, and they love the Word of God, and they've learned to get excited about the Word of God. So what I'm saying to you is, we don't want to be a church that's just spinning our wheels. We want to receive the Word of God. Receive it, and the result of receiving the Word of God is obeying it. Right? See, when you truly receive it, you obey it. Amen. So anyway, I might just share some things with you just real quickly, and then we'll go on. But there's some things happening in churches that happen. It could happen right here, and it may be happening in some people's lives. I don't know. But there's consequences for not receiving the Word of God. And what I'm saying to you is this: churches a lot of times in financial problems across this nation because the membership, the dedicated member church people, will not receive the truth of tithing. No, they won't receive it, and so they won't do it. The thing about it is, the tithing should never be a problem to God's people. You ought to tithe because you love God. It's the principle. It's what God has laid out for the taking care of the church. And a lot of times churches suffer because of that, because people won't receive the Word of God. Now, I don't care whether you're making $1 a week or $1,000 a week, you ought to tithe. That's a principle that's in God's Word. You say, "Well, I don't have much." Don't make a difference. You're required to tithe according to the Bible, the Word of God. And if you'll mind God, God can bless that. You understand? You see? And the reason people don't do that is because they're unwilling to receive the Word of God. Okay, so a lot of times churches get into financial problems because people won't receive the Word of God. Low attendance in churches many times is because people won't do what God says in His Word to do, to be a faithful witness to the Word of God. You know, we ought to be, every one of us ought to be going out, and no matter what God has planned for you this week, there ought to be a spirit of, you know what, I want to do my best to get people to church next week. Low attendance a lot of times is simply because God's people in the church will not do what they're supposed to do and be a faithful witness and get excited about the work that's going on in their church. Get excited about it, you see. I up at that funeral, I think I may have told you this, but up at that funeral here a while back, and this dear lady was telling me, she said, "You know, She said, there was this preacher in town right here in Jacksonville. She said, he was telling me, they just don't hardly have anybody coming. They just don't, you know, anymore. And he was so discouraged. And she said, I just looked at him and said, why don't you just start knocking on doors? Foreign thought. I'd have loved to have been there and just stood back and watched it. You know, why don't you start knocking on doors? Which they're not knocking on doors. Why don't they do that? I mean, why don't we as a people, why don't we go with a dedication this week of saying, I'm going to do my best to see to it that I invite somebody to church, do my best to tell somebody about Christ, but invite a friend or somebody I know to the house of God. Why don't we do that? You know, and I'm just saying to you, many times churches are suffering low attendance because the membership of the church will not do that which God's ordained them to do. Amen. There's people you know. You know people. I want to tell you, if it's a business deal, all at once you know them. How about church? Why don't you invite them to the house of God next week? Amen. Why don't you just get busy? Why don't all of us as a church membership just get busy about inviting people to the house of God? Right. Amen. You see, and it's simply because these things happen because we will not mind the word of God. We will not receive it and we will not obey it, you see. And I'm saying the same thing on spreading the word of God. The gospel does not get out because we disobey the word of God. You see, we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Does not the word of God tell us to do that? I don't know whether you've ever done this. I have a feeling if you've driven very long, you've done this. Have you ever pulled up beside or behind somebody and the light turns green and they just sit there? Johnny, I don't know what I'm allowed to do in a situation like that. But what I want to do is kind of ease up to their bumper and push them into the intersection. I don't think I'm allowed to do that. But that's what I want to do. And they just sit there. And pretty soon they see, oh, it's green. So they go on and they go to the next light. And they do the same thing. So I want to stick my head out the window and say, it isn't going to get any greener. There's just yellow, green, and red. Have you ever felt like that? You know, just scream at them. Let me tell you something. The go in the gospel is not going to get any goier. I know, I just coined a word. There's no such word, but now there is. The go in the gospel is not going to get any goier. It's not going to get any greener. You can sit there for the rest of your life. It's there. It says go. Amen. See, and the reason the word of God is not getting spread throughout this community and across this nation is because we will not go. We will not mind what God says to do. And that's why folk are going to hell all over the place. Amen. So what do? Well, we receive the word of God. A dedicated Christian receives the word of God, and then he obeys it. Amen. Secondly, dedicated members also become involved in God's church. Now listen to me. And the Bible says in verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. The words there added unto them speaks of belonging. It's like, you know what? We now belong. We belong to this group of people. You know, when you, it's not, and it is joining the church, but when you get saved and you come into a church and you join that church, you become a part of that church. You belong to it. Amen? You see? And you get involved in it because it's your church. It's the place where God has placed you. You see, and what we're seeing in America today, and many times in churches today, they want to come in, they want to join, but they don't want to get involved. No, these people got involved.
in the work of God. And you need to get involved in the work of God. Dedicated Christians get involved. No, they get involved. They don't just sit on the sidelines and wait for somebody to make a mistake so they can gripe about it. They get involved. You get involved, you won't be griping too much because you'll be part of it. You'll realize the difficulty of it. You'll realize it isn't all fun and games. But you get involved, but it's pretty easy to sit back and criticize everybody else and what they're doing. No, a dedicated church member gets involved. He receives the word, he obeys the word, and he gets involved in the things of God. You get involved in the church. Whoever gave you a right as a church member to not get involved? Who gave you that right? Where do you find that in the scriptures? That's what a dedicated church member does. He gets involved. She gets involved in the work of God, you see. So we become involved. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be involved in the work of God, not just receive the word, not obey the word, but get involved in it. Become a part of it. Amen. You see, I believe something. I believe if every one of us would do what God says to in his word to do, I believe there'd be a tremendous, tremendous difference in Jasonville, Indiana, and the surrounding communities. I believe we would see God do marvelous things if just right here in this congregation tonight, if every one of us would just do what the Bible says, receive the word of God, obey the word of God, and get involved in his church, I think we'd see amazing things happen. Amen. I believe that. And I realize and I know we've got a lot of people who are involved, but we need more people who gets involved in the work of God, you see. Because it's the church. Let me tell you something. It's the church that God has ordained. He's ordained the church. And you'll never find, let me say this, make this statement, you'll never find a man or a woman that's ever going to do anything for God unless they do it through the local church and get involved in the local church. You're not going to find them. They can sit on the outside here if all they want to, but they're never, ever going to do anything great for God if they stay off to the side of the local church and don't get involved in the local church. Amen. What do you think a local church is all about? What do you think being a member is all about? Just so you can sit back and look? Big deal. Spinning your wheels. So we need to be involved. Thirdly, dedicated members are not wishy-washy. And let me show you. The scripture says, and they continued steadfastly in apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and prayer. They just continued. No, they didn't. They wasn't up and down. They wasn't out and in. No, they just continued. That's what I love about this church. I'm serious. I look around. I see people. I sit in amazement sometimes. I look out here. I sit up here sometimes, just look out, and I see people, and I say, you know, look at that. They've people been here for years and years and years. They just keep doing it. Amen. No, they do it every week. They just keep doing it. They continue steadfastly. That's what a dedicated church member does. Just continue steadfastly. In the things of the Lord, you see, and that's you know what I know when that happens, it wasn't no ego trip they got on when they got saved, and sometimes you have to be careful with young converts because they get a lot of attention right after they got saved, you know, they get a lot of attention, everybody comes around them, you know, and like a little baby does, you know, and kittens do, and all these things, but they get excited and all these things, you know, but after a bit then no one pays as much attention to them, and that's the way it has to be. When you grow up, you know, you don't especially want somebody treating you like a little baby. And that's the way it has to happen. It has to happen anyway. But sometimes when they're not treated like that, they're not cuddled like that, they look around and say, well, you know, I'm not very important, you know. And so, you know, they're mad. They're aggravated. No, you just continue steadfast. Just continue steadfast no matter what. Amen? You see, you know, I was thinking about this. You know, sometimes church members, they want a 1 or 2 year contract. And then they can see whether it's going to work out like they want it to work out. And at the end of that time, they can become a free agent. Amen. You know, we'll just become a free agent. I'll just look around and see who can make me a better deal. That's not dedication. Dedication, you just see them there all the time. See them doing it year after year, year after year. They just keep doing it. That's dedication. They're not looking for any free agency. So what you find is this: dedicated church members, they receive the word of God. They get involved in the work, and they continue in the work of God. Amen? They just continue. They just keep on. They just keep doing it. You know what? Church membership is like a lot of sports. It's team play. It's working together. Can you imagine, folks, Brother Bud and Brother Brewer, and I know sometimes I might share with you, Brother Brewer has to leave sometime because of his job. He has to leave early. He sits back there. He's already talked to his pastor about that, but he's got a job he has to go to. But Brother Brewer, can you imagine those kids not coming in and practice anytime? You want to just get up here and sing with them? Why do you have practice all the time, Bud? You know why. You practice so you'll be good at it. Don't you know that missing church a lot of times is just practice? Getting ready for the real thing. Getting ready to go out in life and do. You come here, you hear something from the Word of God, you practice fellowship here. You see, and you and some people can just not come. They can just not come, not bother them at all. I know people travel, I know people do that, but I want to tell you something, folks. It ought to be serious business when you miss church. No, it ought to be serious, and it ought to be serious business when you miss your own local church. What are you doing running off to somebody else to just be in another service somewhere else? Shame on you. This is your local church right here. This is more important than some other service down the road or across the country. This is more important right here. The house of God is important. Amen. So we ought to do that, you see. A lot of times people don't want to follow the same game plan that the pastor set up. Can you imagine the coach and said, here's what we're going to do. We're going out here and make this play. And this guy says, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go the opposite direction. You know, I heard one time about a football player that intercepted a pass. He got all mixed up. Was that Corrigan? Was that his name? I can't remember. A wrong way Corrigan? I don't know. Anyway, that may have been something else. But anyway, he missed. He got this pass, and he forgot which way he's supposed to go, and he run across the other people's goal line, running the wrong way, and scored for the other team. Well, I kind of think that's what's happening. A lot of times we're scoring for the other team. Why don't you score for this team? Why don't you score for this team right here, the one you belong to? Amen. Why don't you not do it your way? Why don't you do it the way the plan has been set up? Amen. What are you doing going out on your own, doing your own little thing, sitting over here to the side? I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it the way the pastor. I'm not going to do it the way the church. I'm going to do it my way. You're not a team player. And you're not helping the team whatsoever. Amen. And you ought to be loyal to your own team. This is a team that God has given you. You ought to be loyal to it. You ought to do everything you can this week to see to it that this church is built. Instead of griping about this church, you ought to go out there thanking God for it, saying, you know what, this is a good church, and God, the Word of God is preached here. There's a lot of good folk here that love God and they're serving God. Come be with us. Be a part of the team. You see, you'd be surprised what could happen if you'd get excited about the work of God that God's doing here. Amen. Hope that's helped. Dedicated church member. You see, they receive the Word of God, they get involved in the work, and they continue in the work. Let us pray. Father, I want to thank you today for your goodness and your kindness and your grace. Thank you for who you are, how wonderful you are. Lord, thank you for Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Thank you for the folks that's here. Lord, dedicated people, just loving the Lord. Keep on doing it. May even get discouraged at times, folk, but they don't, Father, but they don't, that doesn't bother. They just keep on. Just keep on doing it because it's right to do it, because they're doing it for you, and I want to thank you tonight for them. God, help us to be that way. Help us to love this church and walk with God and serve it in a way that would be pleasing to you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.